Hi, I'm Ernie Hudson, and you're listening to the McSauce Podcast.
Welcome to episode 355 of the McSauce Podcast. My name is Paul McGinty. With me, as always, are Ian the Sauce Sharpley.
Hello.
And Matt Casal.
Hello.
It is Monday night, January 11th, and tonight we're going to give you a little 2021 preview. I'm still not entirely used to saying 2021. Granted, it's only been 11 days, but man,
is today the 11th?
It's been a long 11 days.
Is
right?
It just me? Like, has anybody
August already?
I wish.
I swear to God, every day this year so far, I have not paid attention to what the actual date is. It's like I'd never know what it is.
I write it down. I write dates all the time, every day. But it doesn't register in my mind that time is moving on. Something happened to time in 2020, and the time stream is damaged. It goes slow and fast at the same time.
Well, this is our biggest real world example that time is relative.
Yes, very true. Is there a second? Is there a runner up to time being relative?
It's got to be housekeeping with Ian Sharpley.
That's true. Housekeeping goes slow and then slower. If you go to mixsauce.com, you can check out our podcast and our comic strips. Those go back in time, all the way back to, I believe we started it in 2008. And this podcast here, this podcast that you're listening to and that you love so much, started in 2013. And we have a full archive of these podcasts on Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Music. Anywhere that you can find podcasts, you can find our podcast. I went on iHeartRadio the other day, and our podcast somehow made it on there. I didn't put it on there. So you can listen to episodes on iHeartRadio. I guess our tech overlords just decided, hey, this is some good content.
We don't fuck around. We're out there anywhere. And if you're a listener that has to go to an inconvenient place to find us, to listen to us, let us know, because I think you're a fucking liar.
Yes. So we're out there. We're on all the social medias. And also another place that you can listen to an additional podcast. Back in 2020, whenever time was still functioning regularly, we started a Patreon. You can go to patreon.com. You can type in McSauce and you can find McSauce Private Reserve. It is a place where we put only the highest content, special episodes, things that we don't normally talk about on the show. We have sort of like little boutique episodes with Paul and myself talking about music, or myself and Matt talking about video games. We have a whole slate of things coming up this month. We have a couple of those music episodes. Matt and I review the documentary Console Wars, which is also a fantastic book. And Paul and myself talk about Transformers Siege. So upcoming, this is some really good content. If you put $5 down, you can listen to all the content, and we also will give you your own special episode. We send you a survey, you fill it out, and then voila, you have an episode specially tailored to your little dear McSauce listening heart.
It's a big deal. You get to make your own episodes. I don't think
it's like a choose your own adventure, but in episode form.
Right, right. You get to choose your own podcast. You get to choose. You can live at the end if you want. Or we'll send Matt to creep into your house during the day. He'll wait hours and hours until you go to bed, and then he'll come out and kill you in the middle of the night. If that's what you want, we'll do it for you.
Absolutely. So when we send you over that survey, check off murdered in bed. And then you can put like Matt, Ian, Paul, all three, whatever.
Just,
whoever you want to murder
just
you.
Just check Matt TK.
So, I mean, there's an embarrassment of riches of McSauce with Patreon and the regular feed and everything. So much that one could say it could rot your brain. Well, but in the best of ways, not dissimilar, Ian, from how candy can rot your teeth.
Absolutely.
Have you ever brushed your teeth?
No.
And
dumb joke, Ian. Very dumb.
And you laughed. You're a dumb guy.
Elicited a very genuine laugh from me.
And have you ever brushed your teeth and you like spit and it's different rainbow colors and you're like, oh shit, that's right. I did eat fucking nerds like 9 hours ago.
And they're just chilling in my fucking mouth.
Right. And then, of course, you have to like stick out your tongue and see just how fucking purple it is.
For me, it's just red, and I'm like, oh, there goes my liver. Finally, here it is. Here it comes.
So, you mentioned nerds. Are you a big nerds guy? Are you a big fruit candy guy?
Ian, I'm a huge fruit candy guy. When I was a kid, or not a kid, Paul, I would always relish the fruity candy in the Easter basket as opposed to like those just chunks of just solid chocolate. Like, who can eat more than a nibble of that shit?
Me.
It's ridiculous.
So
it's ridiculous.
I don't pit, you know, you guys love, you love combat. You love, I'm just a nice guy here. I just go with the flow. I don't put my candy on the field of battle. It's not a death match. I like chocolate. I like fruit.
So as organic as this bit started as, it wasn't really that organic. This started earlier, before we recorded, I had a chocolate-flavored Buzz Ball, which is like it's about the size of a baseball, and it's filled with like a high concentration of alcohol.
Surprise.
And that immediately got us talking about, Matt went
the
right to
the ongoing war of
fruit versus chocolate.
Right. A battle to the death.
But like, it, I mean, like, Ian, don't act like you've never heard this before tonight. Like, you've certainly heard
fruit
versus
chocolate.
Candy,
fruity candy.
And candy.
Fruity candy.
Yeah,
you
fruity
know what?
Candy
I always wondered what
candy.
That chocolate-colored flag that flies outside of your house was. Choco Nation here.
Yeah, the Choco Chiller Buzz Ball tonight. Quite delicious. Quite effective. But Ian, I don't specifically want to send Chocolate Nation to war, but I just...
If it must fight, it must fight.
Paul, do you have any, like... you have any candy laying around? I feel like I want to eat some while we have this segment. Do you have any fruity candy I can have while we do this?
Hey, callback. What's it? Go on Spotify, listen to Gum Jungle and...
A Pound of Twizzlers.
Mouthful of Twizzlers, where we... showed our love for fruit, where we just chomped on it
right into the microphone.
Into the mic. Yeah, that Yoda.
Matt, I think I would have to do some real digging to see if there was any fruity candy in the house. I'm not a fruity candy guy.
Don't get
chocolate candy guy. And I don't want them to go to war. I don't want any casualties on either side. I just prefer chocolate.
No, I understand, and I like chocolate too, but look, if we have to pick sides, and let's face it, this is the McSauce podcast, so...
And Ian forces us to pick sides.
If
that's
one
right.
must die!
As neutral as he is, boy, does he love stoking the fires of candy war!
If I had to pick one, it's gotta be fruity candy, although I will say this... There's a larger scale of quality of fruity candy than there is chocolate. Chocolate, you're usually pretty safe to get some good chocolate because it's all pretty good.
You mean the scale of like good to bad quality?
Yeah.
Because
so
I was thinking that like
so for
fruity
scouting
candy,
chocolate, chocolate has a low floor. Low ceiling or a high floor, low ceiling. Like chocolate can always perform. Chocolate will get you to the playoffs.
Chocolate will get you
Matt,
to the playoffs.
Matt,
exactly.
What I thought you
but
were
chocolate
say...
might actually get blown the fuck out at home in the first half.
Don't bring your Steelers nonsense into this episode, Matt. What I thought you were going to say is that you have such a wide, you have more variety in fruity candy because there's like. Chocolate's chocolate. It's the same consistency. You can put nuts in it, coconut in it. Like, you can put fruit in it. But chocolate's just always going to be kind of chocolate. But fruity candy, you get, you know, your chewy candies, your
hard
suck
candies.
On them candies, like all kinds of different flavors. All kinds of flavors.
As I walk through the grocery, I'm like, chewy candy. Where's, sir, clerk, do you have a suck on them section? It's right down there behind the bathroom.
Joke's on you. It is the bathroom.
It's through that hole.
I will say this, Ian. No, I think to your point, chocolate will consistently get you into the playoffs. However, fruity candy can take you all the way, but it can also result in the most crushing of defeats. I almost want to refer to them as the Pittsburgh Skittles. I feel like that's who showed up last night, Ian.
Yes, black and gold, and it just turned your mouth into madness.
Yeah, fruity candy, like there's so many varieties of fruity candy, and like they're like, I mean, so would Mike and Ike's be a
yeah,
fruity candy?
Yeah, they're fruity candy, of course.
But
they're,
it has
it's licorice. It's not fruit.
Well, none of it's really fruit. It's not like you're eating a fucking banana.
Yeah, but
No, you're confusing it. Good and Plenty's are licorice.
Oh, yeah.
Mike and Ike,
you're right.
Are
yes,
fruit.
Yes, you're right. Good and Plenty's
so what,
is the bad
so,
one.
Good one. So it's in
what?
The name.
No,
in the name.
No, licorice.
We've been over this
like
before. I like licorice.
Trash. You have
I'm
a trash
big,
mouth.
Big black licorice guy.
Clear you.
Ew.
You haven't brushed your teeth ever.
You don't like, you guys don't like black licorice, huh?
I only like white
No,
licorice.
Because apparently we have functioning taste buds.
Privilege.
would you say, Matt?
Functioning taste buds. I like Good and Plenty. A coworker once bought me 3 boxes of Good and Plenty.
Sounds like a pound of Good and Plenty.
They're trying to kill you?
For I think it was Valentine's Day or something.
Oh,
as
who's
like
his coworker?
She was trying to troll me like, ooh, you have garbage mouth. Here's your fucking candy, asshole.
And I'm trying to put my stuff in that garbage mouth as what that message was.
No comments. No comments.
It sounds like the suck on them section.
Suck on these Good and Plenties
for Valentine's Day.
Tastes like butthole.
It's true
because it is.
No. Anyway, so is that a?
So it's wait.
So
we have chocolate versus fruity candy versus fucking black licorice.
Does black licorice fight for the fruit? Or does it have its own
it's
country?
No, it's like Zodak. It's kind of an outlier. It's all by itself. It's not affiliated.
It's Zodak, the black licorice of Eternia.
That's a Masters of the Universe character reference for those of you uninitiated.
Or should I have chosen Hordak? Is it more of a Hordak? Black licorice
like,
is Hordak.
If we just
we're
said
going
Switzerland.
Back to, if we're doing
a universal, you know, non-picking sides nation.
So in the candy playoffs, you got chocolate on one side, you got fruit on the other side, and who's refereeing the game? Black licorice. Black and white licorice. The ref, the
where
zebras.
Where does red licorice fall in?
Fruit candy.
Cherry, strawberry. Yeah.
But no, like traditional, like that string licorice shit that comes in
or
the nondescript.
Vines.
No, not even red vines. Like the real stringy stuff that comes in the nondescript plastic bag. You're like, where did this come from?
And it looks like.
Has no branding on
it. It's shoestring licorice that you could. It's so tough that you could probably tie a boat to your car.
It's so tough that you could literally eat.
You don't know.
Real shoestring easier than
red
this.
Vines. I know it's in like a, it looks like a cable and you pull off the strands of the cable.
No,
I know
this is like,
I don't know what you're talking about.
This is like lasso. Kinda,
yeah.
And it is
very thin, red,
shoestring
shiny
licorice. And it is hard as fucking hell.
I actually like it though.
I like it too. But yeah.
How do you not know what this is, Paul?
I don't know. Someone
he's not a fruit
bring
guy.
Me a picture. Show me a picture.
We will. Talk more about, make more fucking fruit jokes.
So, yeah, I mean, Paul, what's your favorite chocolate candy?
Oh, favorite chocolate candy. I got to go. I'm going to go with the Mallow Cup.
Oh, that's disgusting. You're chocolate, a fucking... You know what you are. You're a candy pervert.
Chocolate, coconut, and marshmallow. That's where it's at. So, strawberry laces. I have heard of that. Yeah, no thank you. No thanks. I like a good Mallow Cup.
It's disgusting.
I love chocolate and coconut. I'm all in. Coconut clusters, just a chocolate candy piece.
So this is
chocolate with coconut in it.
This is not an endorsement for your side, Paul, because you're telling us that you need additional reinforcements to help the strength of the chocolate by itself. You're not just saying, oh, give me a Hershey's bar. You're like, no, I need chocolate with a little bit of fucking coconut and some whipped cream.
With some PEDs.
Matt,
added.
At least like the chocolate is just chocolate. But, well, so am I only allowed to pick things that are just chocolate? Then just a piece of chocolate then. A piece of milk chocolate. There.
I love milk.
There you
I
go.
Love dark.
because then
I'll
like,
even
you,
take
don't,
Hershey
you don't
Kiss.
Get to pick like Sour Patch Kids because there's sugar on it. There's sour stuff on it. Like, you only get to... Like, that also limits
you.
Your arguments.
Don't bring Sour Patch into
yeah,
this.
Yeah, how dare you.
What did they do? They're just children.
They're just children.
They're augmented.
Oh, shit. He's not going to go candies. After the children, is he?
He is.
All right. You know what?
Yeah,
fine.
I think...
Fine. Keep your Sour right. Patch Kids off of the field.
No,
I'm
Matt,
putting...
Matt, we can play by your rules. So
yeah,
does that mean a Snickers doesn't count?
No, I'm just saying, you haven't picked a real chocolate. You haven't picked, like, a Hershey Kiss or a Hershey's bar or some other plain old chocolate, Sarah's chocolate bar.
Or those dark chocolate joints that come in the mini pack.
Dark chocolate
that don't
is trash.
What
Dark chocolate is trash.
Dark chocolate's good.
White chocolate also trash. I'm a milk chocolate man.
So what's your... So Mallow
do you
Cup.
Like,
that's so gross. That's the, outside of Mallow Cup, do you have a favorite candy bar?
Yeah, fucking Almond Joy.
I like Almond Joy. That's fair.
Yeah,
that's
Almond
fine.
Joys are great.
So an Almond Joy, for those
but
that
Matt,
don't know.
I also love...
Who doesn't know what Almond Joy is?
I love
I don't
the
think
regular
I know what
Hershey's
it is.
Kiss.
What?
I love a standard Hershey bar. I think Mr. Good Bar is probably the most underrated candy.
Oh, Mr. Good Bar is awesome.
It's fucking chocolate and peanuts. It's fucking great. But
what's
you never
the difference
hear
between that and...
Mr. Good Bar.
And, like a Hershey's bar with almonds in it.
Because there's two different nuts. It's almonds and peanuts. They're two different nuts, Matt.
Oh, I'm glad I asked.
He's fair.
It's completely
that's fair.
Different
it,
flavor
are,
profile.
It is different.
Now, what is an Almond Joy? Is that what you said?
Yeah, there's joy.
There's an almond
there's,
in it.
So it's
but
not
also,
a peanut.
It's
and,
like
and
a
let
little
me guess,
bit of joy, like
and
happiness
a little,
is
yeah.
added.
So you get a chocolate, an almond. I almost said a walnut.
Jesus. Walnut Joy.
What kind of fucked up candy are
Matt's
you
Matt's alternate dimension where they have Walnut Joys.
Matt Wonka over here just making shit up.
And, okay, and there's coconut too, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you are more of a coconut fan than a chocolate fan, I'm thinking.
I thought a Mallow Cup had marshmallow in it. That's why it's called Mallow.
Yeah.
Like,
marsh.
But,
yeah.
Right, but you were saying that it has coconut in it.
Yes,
before.
It's. Coconut blended into the marshmallow,
is
all
it?
Wrapped in chocolate.
Ugh, that's why it's great.
Matt, if you want me to play by your strict rules, I can do that. I'll just pick straight up just chocolate.
Oh,
and
that's boring.
I'll
know
take,
why you would go with something so simple.
I'll take a Sarah's Candy Easter Rabbit.
The most boring. The
But those are my options. Like, if I can't have the wide variety of chocolate-based candy
You can
bars,
have those foil-wrapped eggs. That always go to the bottom of your basket. You can have
well, they taste the
a
same
Hershey's
as,
Kiss.
Yeah, they taste the same as all
you
the
can
other
have,
things
you
that
can
are
have
just
a
chocolate.
Hot chocolate flavored Hershey's Kiss. You can have a white chocolate Hershey's Kiss. You can what?
I was just gonna say I wasn't gonna add another Hershey's Kiss to it. Matt, do you have a favorite candy bar?
No, I don't.
No. Not if we're going on a road trip, say that America is reopened and we are going to a Comic-Con and we're stopping at a gas station and we're getting ready to continue on to the second leg of our
the
tour.
First thing I would do, Ian, is make sure that my coffee cup doesn't have a bite taken out of the rim of it, so that way it can spill all over my crotch for the nice hour and a half trip to a convention.
I also like the time that we were going to Baltimore Comic Con, you were riding with me and my
wife.
Oh,
and I forgot my phone.
And we had to turn around on the turnpike and go back.
We only got one exit.
I know.
But yeah, what an idiot. I felt like a total, total tool. I'm glad that,
it could have been worse. You could have lost your keys or not.
That's true.
Boy, we've had some convention adventures.
That's what we do.
No, okay, Ian, if I had to pick a candy bar, I feel like Twix is a pretty solid choice, but
Twix is delicious, but you know what? Mm. It has a cookie and caramel in it, so that's not really chocolate.
We're not doing that. We're not doing strict candy rules.
Boy, are you butthurt over the fact that I threw some stipulations on it and the fact that you can't pick a chocolate that you like.
I fucking did. I told you. Sarah
Yeah, you. I said, what's your favorite chocolate? Coconut.
Well, because I think it limits the argument because, like, if you're picking fruity candy, you get whatever the fuck you want, whatever you want.
So
that
because
doesn't
I'm
have chocolate
I'm
in
picking
it.
Fruity candy,
it's
so
the benefit of being
so therefore
able to pick
I can't
candy.
Pick
That's
a fucking onion.
Good. Yeah,
because it's not part of the fruity candy category.
Wait, and I don't begrudge anyone that loves fruity candy. I just don't prefer fruity candy.
It's just
okay.
It's just
I like chocolate based
candy. Candy is veggie candy. You got to get it straight. I love me a cauliflower Sour Patch Kid.
What is the worst vegetable, by the way?
For me, it's raw onions, easily.
Raw onions?
Yeah, raw onion, yeah.
They do have a very potent flavor that can overpower any dish.
Yeah, and do we count, it'll stay with me for a week.
Does mushrooms count?
That's
yes.
A fungus.
I know, that's why I ask.
I'm going
to
say,
for the sake of the argument, potatoes and mushrooms count as vegetables.
Okay, because I know one's a legume and then one's
mushrooms.
A fungus.
Well, nuts are... Mushrooms aren't...
Or, nuts potato are is... what is
starch.
It? Starch.
But
I'm
yeah,
sorry,
for
yeah.
the sake of the argument, yeah, that's they're all...
Okay, mushroom, terrible.
Mushroom is the worst
steak
food.
Yeah, like, the people that have just mushroom portobello mushroom dinner,
it's not
go
for
to
me.
Hell.
Yeah,
go
I don't like it.
You're terrible.
And it's not, like, oftentimes people don't like mushrooms because of the texture, but I don't like the flavor
it's
either.
It's the taste. It ruins
yeah, I don't
everything.
Like it. I don't like it. Matt, you like mushrooms, right?
Are you fucking kidding? I hate mushrooms.
Wow.
Mushrooms are my most hated food
yeah,
on
that's,
earth.
That's your bottom? So I'm onions, you're mushrooms?
I'm 100% mushrooms.
Any kind of mushroom? Is there a stipulation of like raw, cooked,
they're
in
all,
something?
They're all disgusting.
I will fuck up some Wild Wings onion rings. Delicious. Because essentially it's just...
I had those yesterday right before I watched my Steelers get turned.
Before it's you watch the Pittsburgh Skittles.
Slippery something in a fried shell. Delicious. But raw onions, they take over everything. And I will just taste it for days
do you
and
ever,
days after.
Do you ever cook with onions and you have to like... use your hand and cut them and then your hand smells like a fucking armpit for the next
well, see,
week.
I think onions smell good.
Oh.
But they taste like asshole.
They taste like I wish they tasted like black licorice.
I wish you would have said I wish they tasted like asshole. Ian, do you have a least favorite vegetable?
Yeah,
he
I said
mushrooms.
Oh, your team mushroom over there.
Yeah.
When we join forces, I don't know what happens.
The bad tastes and horrible cuisine, I guess. Yeah. So that's candy talk. We wrapped it up with mushrooms.
What's your least favorite candy? Mushrooms.
Well, Matt, what's your favorite fruity candy then?
Paul, I think that's a really good question. I wish I had something queued up to answer it.
I love you stalling like that. do you want me to take it while you...
do you have one?
Yeah,
go for it, man.
Okay. I like Starbursts. Those are my favorite. But I don't like the labor that goes into opening each individual Starburst.
Correct. So do Tic Tacs fall under the licorice banner for candy?
Breath mints?
Does that fall under, do Tic Tacs, does their allegiance lie with gum?
It's its own thing. It's like if Mask infiltrated He-Man.
It's like when people say, is a hot dog a sandwich? No, a hot dog's a fucking hot dog, you moron.
That's right. So a Tic Tac, you know.
A Tic Tac is a Tic Tac.
I think Freud once said, sometimes a Tic Tac is just a fucking Tic Tac.
So we've got Choco Nation. We've got the Fruit Battalion. We have assorted gums and breath mints. Do Mentos fall under?
Oh boy.
Gum and breath mints, do they fight for them or do they fight with the Fruit Battalion?
Well, it is in their slogan.
Mentos are fruit.
See? No, I don't agree because their slogan is they're the fresh maker.
But their flavor is fruity
and minty.
Are they Transformers?
They're the Transformers. Holy shit. I don't know what sport we're playing anymore.
I don't know
for the playoffs.
We're just it's war, it's sports,
80s cartoons.
I love it. It's right up our alley.
So Ian, you picked Mentos, Starburst. Your favorite.
Yep.
Your favorite candy. See, like I don't know what my favorite fruit based candy would be because I don't like chewy candies.
Fruit Stripes gum?
And the bulk of chewy candy, or the bulk of fruity candy
is chewy.
Fruit is intrinsically chewy. Right. I would probably have to pick Skittles. They are chewy, but they're not like, I can't eat Swedish Fish. I can't do Sour Patch Kids. I can't do Starburst. Anything where like, I feel like my teeth are being glued together. I can't do it. Give me like.
So you don't like
milk, a couple.
You don't like Milk Duds. That's chocolate, kinda.
Milk Duds taste like they're from the 50s.
I like Milk Duds.
Of course you would.
I like going to the malt shop with my best gal.
No, Skittles are a little. They're a little harder. They've got a little more bitey texture.
Do you have a preference to Skittle? Is there a favorite kind of Skittle? Are you OG? Are you a? I am a. What are the kind that come in? The purple, like
tropical.
The dark, yeah, tropical. The ones that come in the purple pack.
I like OG.
I'd go OG, but yeah, the tropical ones. If I had to pick,
what is a sugar daddy? Does that fall under chocolate or
is that
caramel?
Just, that's
caramel
glue.
Town.
Teeth glue.
Yeah, that is teeth
yeah,
glue.
Yeah,
you
sugar
take
daddies.
One bite
if
and your jaw just
if
rips off
if
your
a
face.
Milk dud fought a sugar daddy, what would win? The sugar daddy.
The sugar daddy. It would just mire down the milk dud. Because the milk dud just explodes in your mouth and then it's just dust.
No, it's not. You're thinking of malt balls. Or Whoppers.
Yeah,
you're thinking of Whoppers.
Oh, I am thinking of Whoppers.
Whoppers also are in that
also,
subdivision of Choco Nation.
Taste like they taste like the 50s.
Milk duds and Whoppers?
Whoppers are the ones that are just like fake chocolate air. Wrapped in chocolate.
Fake chocolate air?
They're chocolate ghosts.
They're
the spirits of other candy.
Milk duds or what was going up against
Sugar
milk
daddy,
duds?
You sugar were daddy? Just well, asking for dental surgery if you actually purchase a sugar daddy and put it in
well,
your mouth.
Well, I feel like the more even matchup is sugar daddies and Bitto Honey.
Bitto Honey.
Your teeth are fucked. Your whole
would
fucking
win in a fight?
Skull is fucked. If you're eating a sugar daddy and a Bitto Honey at the same time. The milk dud loses to both of those because like they're unyielding.
I don't feel like it's an even match.
They're
like,
unyielding.
The milk dud needs to fight somebody in its own weight class like a goober or a raisinette.
No way. Milk duds are way tougher than
they're way
kick
tougher.
The shit out of a goober.
I think it could. I
goobers
think
goobers and raisinettes are just peanuts and raisins
and chocolate. Right.
They're fucking fruit.
Yeah. Well, one's a legume.
One's a fruit. One's a mix. Fruit, yeah.
But
it doesn't know what team
they both belong in. On team chocolate. They're wrapped in chocolate.
That's fair. That's fair.
Out of those pawn chocolates, do you like?
You know what?
Goobers, Whoppers.
Oh my god! All right.
Well, this is the dumbest episode. I'm so sorry. You shouldn't have fucking said it.
So if Goobers and Raisinets are the pawns of the chocolate chessboard, who is the king of the chocolate chessboard? Is it a Hershey bar?
It's got to be Snickers or Hershey, right? Who's the king and who's the queen?
Hershey bar is the king.
What is the most powerful one?
I would say
that would be the queen.
Hershey bar is the king because he's pure chocolate and this is chocolate right? side. I would argue that the queen is the Reese's peanut butter cup.
The peanut butter cup?
Everyone loves a Reese's peanut butter cup. Everyone bows at the feet of the Reese's peanut butter cup.
You know what is a Snickers then?
Is it a bishop?
Yeah. Everyone loves a Snickers too, but Mr. Goodbar and Knight. Everyone, Mr. Goodbar doesn't even rank.
Really,
Mr. Goodbar gets so little.
What
Kit Kats and Twixes are probably the knights and rooks.
Though. Yeah, you're probably right.
What about the chocolate chip cookie dough that you can get like at the movies?
Oh, I know
those are good. The balls.
Yeah,
I like those. Those are more pawns.
Yeah,
pawns. Right?
Yeah,
you just roll them out to die.
Yeah, they just get slaughtered by a fucking tropical
Skittle. So movie can't.
But the tropical Skittles also get slaughtered when Trix rolls. When Twix rolls up on them.
Cereal and fruit candy are aligned. They have a long history of allegiance.
I don't know, man. I think they have a tentative agreement.
So, okay.
It's not like they're fighting a Cocoa Pebble or something like that.
Twix is dying to be sold in a little bag in movie theaters.
They
want better market saturation than just breakfast.
on the fruity side of the board, what's the king and queen of the fruit side?
Boy, that's a good question because there aren't like any big daddies for fruit, I don't think.
People love Starburst. I think Starburst has to
Skittles
be king or queen.
Has to be pretty fucking up there. You got Nerds.
Sour Patch Kids.
For me personally, Swedish Fish.
I feel like those are pawns. Swedish Fish
is a pawn.
They're dispensable. Fish to just get knocked out. I'm trying to think of some other fruity candy that just kind of gets rolled.
What about Lick-A-Made?
Matt, you almost killed me. So how about this? So also, you gotta pull in some other things like Shark Bites and roll-ups.
Right, Gummy Bears.
Right. Yes, Gummy Bears, absolutely.
Gummy Bears probably better than a pawn.
Yeah, I think so. Probably second level. Maybe Gummy Bears are the knights of the fruit army.
The fruit board. then, of course, there is... We mentioned
licorice. Licorice is in there.
No. Like Twizzlers?
The
strawberry Twizzlers? Actually, that's really high up there, probably.
Yeah.
As we all know, this is a Twizzlers house.
We love Twizzlers.
Twizzlers might be the king, man. They might be the king.
Very flexible, a lot of different flavors of Twizzler.
And then you have other combatants like does those wax bottles with the liquid in them qualify?
I don't know. I feel like those are medics or something like that. They don't really
on the chessboard. The medic. Yeah,
How about this? I forgot about Runts. Runts are in
there.
Oh,
of course, those Runts.
Hard ass kids.
Literally fruit.
They're in the shape of fruit, but they are in the taste of stone.
I love a Runt fruit flavor, non-chewy. Great call. I can't believe I didn't think of Runts before you mentioned it.
How about orange slices? How about those?
Oh, I love those jelly things.
Yeah.
The ones that have like the harder rind on them.
Yeah. What about circus peanuts?
I don't know. I was just about to think about
legume.
Yep, legume. So they're kind of like, they don't know if they fit in with the Fruit Army, and they talk to Mr. Goodbar all the time, and like, I don't know about this war, and like, I don't know either.
Mr. Goodbar is 80% chocolate.
Lot of peanut.
20% peanut. Mr. Goodbar
20%
is 20%
hesitation for the war.
Team chocolate. Well, as any good person should be, no one should want war. Mr. Goodbar doesn't want war. No one should want war. Except those Starbursts that are just begging for war because they're nothing but fruit.
I got a couple.
What about
here.
Dots?
Dots?
Dots probably.
They're just sugar.
Kind of.
Yeah, but they're still fruit, but I got another one that we
haven't. No, Ian, they're not fruit. They're just colored sugar.
Oh,
that's racial, number one. And number two, that's
also
incorrect.
We don't say stuff like that on this show. I got one that we haven't talked about, but is definitely high up, especially in the 90s, was high up in the Fruit Army.
Oh, fuck, what is this?
Jolly Ranchers.
Jolly Ranchers! Yeah, there's two styles. There's the stick kind that you could...
No, what alternate dimension are you coming from? There's only one true Jolly Rancher, and it's the brick.
The brick. It's more teeth glue.
Yeah.
Actually, that could go toe-to-toe with a...
with a bit of honey.
With a bit of honey.
Which is also a brick.
Yeah.
Honey brick.
That's right.
Even,
what a battle that would be.
Even Pooh would be like, death. Nah, I'm good.
To the candy death.
That would be the most boring fight ever. Just watch those two melt
like,
into each other
together,
for hours.
And that's it.
All right, we got to wrap
this
up.
The arena is silent.
We got to wrap this up. Hey, you know where to find us. Tell us on Twitter if this bit was this bit of honey was funny or if
this bit of funny.
or if you did not make it past us talking about this bullshit. Do we want to talk about what's coming in 2021 or what?
Let's get into some 2021 talk.
So what kind of candy are you going to be eating this year?
What do you think will be in your Easter basket this Easter?
Oh man, we got to have a big old Easter basket breakdown this year.
We should probably try to put together like the McSauce candy bracket. The McSauce candy chessboard with
weigh in all of everybody our, all of our who do we miss, what generals and commanders in the candy army did we leave out?
Yeah, certainly there's certainly Admiral Chocolate's out there like, what about me?
I know Zero Bar is out there like, hey Ian, I know you like me.
Yeah, you're a big Zero Bar guy.
Love
you
a Zero Bar.
Mention him once.
Love a Score Bar. I love a
What's the Score Bar?
Score Bar is toffee covered chocolate, in chocolate. Right, yeah. I love a Whatchamacallit. Those are big, high on my list. Those random, weird fucking candy
bars. I love the Zagnut. I love the Clark Bar. Both. Coconut based candies. Ian, put coconut on your dick and I'll suck it.
Coconut,
baby.
You know what? Coconut is a fruit, and chocolate has been using fruit technology for their weapons this whole time.
Chocolate's coach, Bill Belichick.
Yeah, right.
Coconut gate.
So, Ian, what TV shows are you looking forward to?
We're never going
to
get back.
In 2021.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm really excited for this year? I've never seen it, but I'm going to watch it this year. Chocolat.
Very good. All right, so some TV shows that are coming out this year. I know that WandaVision probably will be dropping by the time you hear this, or maybe the... Yeah, by the time that you guys hear this, WandaVision will be out. We started out pretty lukewarm.
I like how you even infer that anybody will have made it this far to hear this.
Oh,
but
no. There is no one listening to this podcast after the Fruit War. Candy War. That's me assuming that Fruit would be the victor. Yeah, so WandaVision looks really, really cool and weird and different. Excited to check it out whenever it comes out. Are they going to release it Mandalorian style? Like one episode at a time? Do we know?
Yeah, I believe. I think they're going to start with two episodes, and then it'll be a weekly release schedule.
Is that something that we... I'm sure we've covered it before, but I don't listen to you guys. So is that something that you guys like? Do you prefer the one-episode drop, or do you like... Matt, I answered my own question. Matt, I know you like to binge it all the way through.
Well, I will tell you this, though, Ian. Like, with Mandalorian, I looked forward to doing an episode each week, although it was a little unsatisfying at the end when you're like, oh, man, I just want to see what happens next. I don't want to wait another week. But it was pretty nice having kind of like that appointment TV for, you know, a few weeks there.
I like it. I like the week to week. I think Ian and I have always been fans of, you know, the kind of, you know, old school television release. You know, you get to process one episode before you get to the next. You get to think about it a little bit more, speculate. I think, and for us, it's a little more fun. We were doing the Mando Minute each week, and I think if we get to do, you know, the Maximov Minute for WandaVision, like, in the format of having a podcast that works going week to week. We weren't able to do, I don't even know what character has an M name in Cobra Kai, but it wouldn't matter. The Miyagi Minute. God damn it. Look at you, Ian. So fucking sharp.
It's in my name.
You're as sharp as the corner of a Jolly Rancher if you suck on it long enough.
It'll just, you know, just pierce your gums. Fucking roof of your mouth and go
it's
straight up into your brain.
I hate how it slices your tongue.
Because like, you get right that hole in the center.
Yeah,
of
it's
it?
Basically a fucking razor blade. It's a weapon, I don't like the chances of any chocolate against a sucked down, the suckable Jolly Rancher.
You can't kill anyone with chocolate unless they have an allergy. But I could definitely stab you to death with a Jolly Rancher.
The sugar daddy you could suck into a shiv.
Yeah,
probably, but that's caramel.
I mean, so
same color, kind of. It might be able to... Just one of the guys, it's way in there.
They fight for the same team.
Is that the movie reference?
Yes.
A great, great movie. Can't make it today. Great movie, though.
Paul, is there anything outside of the great candy war that you're excited for in 2020?
So I didn't even know this was coming. This was supposed to come out this year, but the Forever Purge.
The Forever Purge? So it's more of the Purge?
I think it's supposed to be the final Purge movie on July 9th. And, you know, years ago, Ian and I had a knockdown drag out over if the Purge could be real.
Uh-huh. But why don't you tell me a little bit about that, Paul? You said no. I said yes. What do you think now, Paul?
Well, I think certain leadership is being removed, and we're backing away from a potential Purge situation.
You think it's just... All right.
So, yeah. Like, I mean, my point was I don't think it could happen. I think enough people would still be able to make it not happen. And so far, we're there.
Yeah,
I think it got a little bit hairy.
Yeah,
it got a little hairy for a little bit. Who knows what's gonna happen? But I've seen all of the Purge stuff.
I had no desire
to see it until we had that argument. Yeah, I watched both seasons of the show.
So after seeing essentially the Purge prequel happen in real life, are you interested still in Purge product? Like, do you want to see more stuff?
Yeah, because the Purge is still so extreme.
Okay.
I mean, the United States of America is falling apart day by day. But we're not at the point where murder is okay for 24 hours yet. So there's still a fanciful fantasy aspect to it. But it's only being released in theaters. So
really?
Well, there's a ton of movies that are coming out this year. Like, The Green Knight, I thought looked really cool. A Quiet Place 2, Ghostbusters Afterlife, Halloween Kills, but they're all in theaters. And maybe by Halloween Kills comes out in October, COVID's more wrapped up, we feel more comfortable. But I just don't think we're gonna be there.
I boy, I forgot about Halloween Kills because I was like, there's nothing that's going to make me go to the movies.
Yeah, maybe
I'll put on my Michael Myers mask and go to the theater for that one.
You're a Halloween head, buddy.
God damn it. Because I was planning on not going to the theater, Paul. I was going to just do all the streaming stuff, watch from the comfort of my home with my 55-inch 4K TV, Ian.
Look out.
Yeah, like a lot of this stuff is just in theaters, and I'm like, if I couldn't be bothered to watch Bill and Ted Face the Music when it was just in my house, granted, for $20, then like there's no way I'm gonna watch this shit. Like there's so much free stuff on all the streaming stuff that I do pay for. Like I don't think I'm gonna see all this shit. Because I don't think I'm gonna be comfortable going to the movies.
Right.
And I'm not even hardcore lockdown COVID guy. Like,
but you're also not guy that goes out into the world all that much either. You don't, for your job, you work from home.
Yeah.
So you don't have to go out in the world at all ever. So you also don't really see what's going on out there either. You just hear reports from people that are out there.
I still play hockey where, you know, certain precautions are taken at the rink, but I mean, it's still, you know, like 15 guys, like, you know, bumping around on each other for an hour.
Sounds hot.
So, like, how much sounds like precaution black licorice. Can you take for that?
I don't know. I'm not so sure that I won't go to the theater this year. I'm pretty sure I will.
For what?
Probably something really dumb like Space Jam. Or, like, it would be some... who knows? I honestly really miss going to the theater. I miss the experience. I miss just the enjoyment of it's a Friday or Saturday and the new movie came out and the excitement of go. I like the just the experience of going to the movies. I really do.
I miss the like the big like McSauce field trip movie nights. Like I miss going with you guys for a big event.
So you don't...
But ultimately, just going to see some whatever movie on like a Saturday afternoon, like fuck it. If I can watch it here, I'll do it. Like Wonder Woman, Christmas Day on my TV was fucking great. I got to pause it. Got to go get more beer, beat off if I felt like it.
You know, Dorian.
Can't do that in the theater.
Some theaters you can.
Ask Paul Rubens.
You don't think that after it'll be at this point a year and a half of us not going to the theater individually or together, you don't think that by May 7th we might not be inspired enough to go and have a McSauce field
What's
trip
May 7th?
For Black Widow? You don't think that we might be excited for that by that time? I know I wasn't excited last year, but after a year essentially without movies, I'm kind of into it. I kind of could see myself get excited and want to go with you guys to see a comic book movie.
The excitement would be getting together with the two of you to go to a movie. Like, I'm still not excited about Black Widow. Like, who the fuck cares about
right,
Black
the,
Widow?
She's
the dead already.
Event nature of it or whatever.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I'm saying, too, is it would be... It's the first movie on the calendar that's far enough away that I could point to say, hey, this is something that under normal circumstances we would go see together.
Yeah. For me, and I know it's coming to HBO too, so I probably wouldn't go to the theater, but I think King Kong versus Godzilla would be a good movie theater movie. But I don't really think outside of that Halloween movie, there's anything that's really kind of energizing me. Like there typically has been over the last several years. Every year has something, right? Like for like the last 5 years, we have had pretty much a Star Wars movie to look forward to.
Or a Marvel movie.
or a Marvel movie. I think Spider-Man 3 is going to be this year, supposedly. Maybe really? That's...
I didn't see that on any of the shit I looked up today.
No, is that 2022?
Yeah. Venom's on the slate.
What, Rise of Carnage or
something?
Not
that that's something that
bring on the
we're
carnage.
Excited for or would want to go see.
I still haven't seen Venom. Did you guys both see Venom?
I saw Venom.
I went to the theaters to see Venom. Did you too, Matt?
I didn't go to the theater, no. No. But I didn't really care for it.
Maybe I did not like it all that much either. There's also a new Mission Impossible movie that comes out this year.
And now that I'm current,
you could go see it.
But I don't have any desire to go to the theater to see a movie. Like,
you know what?
I don't know what it
in
is.
In the past, for me, it was always a Star Wars movie that would energize me. And I honestly don't even think that could energize. I mean, really? Granted, that's because I think the brand is poop anymore. But but even still.
How about The Matrix?
It's coming to HBO, dude.
Oh, that's right. It's a HBO
WB joint.
HBO Max movie.
Also, Godzilla vs. Kong.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, yeah. Halloween, though, is not, right? Halloween
I don't believe so.
Like
no.
Legendary Pictures or something. Is that Warner Brothers?
No, Halloween's theaters.
Okay.
So that seems like that's the one. And honestly, by October, maybe the climate of the world will be a little bit different. Maybe it will feel a little bit safer and be a little safer for everybody.
Yeah, I think a big part of it is going to be psychological. Mm-hmm. And
let me ask you this. Have you gone to a mall recently or do you go shopping?
I mean, I was working in a mall.
Yeah. I mean, after you were done working there.
No, I have not gone to a mall since I stopped working in a mall. I've been to Walmart and stuff like that, you know, grocery stores, obviously. But, you know, I go wear the mask, have the hand sanitizer. Like, I try to be careful. I try to not touch everything necessarily. I don't know, man. Like I think it is going to take quite a while for me to mentally get there, especially when there is the home alternative that has proven to be kind of nice. Honestly.
I agree.
And I get you, Ian, going back to the theater in theory sounds wonderful, but I think we have to get over that like kind of mental hurdle about, you know, the safety of it all.
For me, I work in a store not every day. You know, sometimes I work, sometimes I don't. But I am physically in a store every day, and it's a different store every day. So I'm all over Pittsburgh. I'm interacting with a bunch of different people, and I'm also very careful. I wear a mask, all that stuff. But being in front of the public every day, for me at least, probably lowers my level of concern a little bit because I know when I go to the theater, and it's usually in the middle of a week, on a Wednesday and a Wednesday morning, and there usually aren't too many people anyway. So I could see myself going probably in a couple of months, honestly.
Yeah, and like that's how I kind of view it too, because like, you know, I like going on a like 10:30 Saturday morning.
And there's nobody
show,
there.
And there's no one there. There's usually no one there anyway. There's plenty of space to spread out. Like, I don't think it would be a problem to find 6 feet between, you know, everyone in the room.
And I'm sure they're taking precautions as well.
Right.
I'm sure every seat is assigned and there's 6 feet and all that.
Yeah. So, like, I get that I get that it's probably feasible, and like I wouldn't be going in fear of getting COVID, but
are you gonna have to wear a mask while you're sitting there?
I would think it's
I don't know,
it's restaurant rules. Like, you get to your seat and you take it off.
Yeah, I went to pick up food at a restaurant on Friday, and I was taken aback a little bit because I walked into the takeout section and I looked over at the dining section and it's all these people in there without their mask on, but that's how the rules are because they're eating.
Yeah, you, you know, last night I was at a bar. The bars are, you can't sit at the bar, but the tables are 6 feet apart, and so long as you're sitting at your table, you don't have to have your mask on. And I would assume if your theater seats are 6 feet apart, then you don't have to have your mask on.
Because you will be eating. You'll probably be eating pawns like goobers or raisinettes or...
Right.
If you're freaky...
Knocking back some tropical Skittles.
Right, right. Or Sour Patch Kids. Sour Patch Children. I'm sorry.
Why are we calling them children and not kids?
It's just funny. Because it's stupid. And we're stupid.
Makes it sound worse if you're eating them?
Yeah. If you're eating children instead of kids. Kids is fun and playful. Children, not serious.
eating children. Children. Nothing on the schedule, TV or movie-wise this year, really, really got me juiced. I want to see Ghostbusters Afterlife.
But it's probably going to be good, right?
Just theaters. Maybe.
It's probably going to be good, right? Do you really feel that way? Or I wasn't looking at you when you said it, so I just heard what you said, and it sounded really fucking
just like our
insulting.
Listeners, right?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't being condescending. Like, I was being pessimistically hopeful.
The McSauce brand.
I think Halloween has a chance to get me to go out. Other than that, I can't, unless there's a surprise movie that, you know,
it's
isn't
a good 10
on
months away. So, like, who? Right. Well, if it, you know what, half of the United States may be on fire by October, or COVID could be obliterated. Who knows? Who knows? It's a big fucking coin flip. It's a big gold flaked chocolate coin flip these days.
Or if you're fruit. It could be one of those red flat coin things. You know those like fruit penny coins? No?
A fruit penny?
I don't think
I know what that is.
No.
Maybe I'm alone.
Outside of movies, is there anything else that we're looking forward to this year? I'll tell you what, we're up against it a little bit here. Why don't we quickly go around? Okay, quickly, let's key in on that word, Ian, and we're going to pick a book / comic book, a music, and or a show.
A music.
Okay, music, comic, or a show.
That we're excited.
You can pick all three of them, but relatively quickly.
All right, surprisingly, there's no release date, but The Witcher Season 2 should be out at some point this year. The first season was kind of weird. I liked it. I almost really liked it, but I didn't love it. But I'm curious. I'm invested. Do I love Henry Cavill, so... I mean, there's a lot of cool Marvel shows coming out this year, but I'm looking forward to The Witcher. Ian?
For comic books, I kind of thought that I've seen a lot of preview art for DC's Future State. So it's like a futuristic take on a lot of their characters. It's stated here as an ambitious 2-month crossover event. I just like the designs of some of the characters, so I think that would be kind of cool. Matt?
Ian, yeah, I don't really know much about it, but it seems like in the world of event-driven comic books, especially coming from the big publishers, this one, for whatever reason, intrigues me a lot more than anything I've seen in... at least since Rebirth, I would say. So, I'm kind of there with you. I'm at least curious. It'll get me to at least read a couple books to give it a shot, so that might be pretty cool.
So that's your pick as well?
For comics, yeah, I think so. Ian, do you have a show that you're kind of looking forward to this year?
Yeah, I think Succession comes back. HBO drama. I think it's going to be... It's the
Brian
third
Cox, right?
Season. Yeah, Brian... Brian Cox is the head of a... the father figure of a media company. And it is all about the inner workings of this media company. A lot of dark humor in it. So I'm... Kieran Culkin is one of the characters or one of the actors in the show, and he's really, really dynamic. So, Succession is probably the TV show that I'm...
What channel is that on?
It's on HBO.
Cool. Yeah, I honestly don't think there's a single show that I'm looking forward to this year.
Not Falcon and Winter Soldier or any of the Marvel offerings?
I will check them out, but I'm not sitting here with any excitement for them. I don't think Willow comes out this year. I'm guessing it's like next year or something. If that was this year, Paul, I'd be excited about it. Maybe the Boba Fett thing, maybe, but
not
kinda...
like Mandalorian season 3 starts off.
Yeah, like later this in year. Christmas time, but I don't know, man. Like there is literally nothing.
I'm gonna watch it. I couldn't be any less interested in the Boba Fett thing. Like, I'm going to watch it because it's going to be on, and I'll watch it.
Maybe it'll be good. Maybe it'll be good, but I didn't see anything in The Mandalorian that made me be like, oh my God, this is going to be freaking amazing.
The only thing I saw was I was like, boy, this guy loves chocolate as much as I do. That's going to do it for us tonight. My name is Paul McGinty.
Ian Sharpley.
Matt Casale.
We'll see you next time.